Zokta Gemara, Zokta Mishnah, new parak. Parak, the third parak, Halakeach Uv Parasa. Halakeach Behema Mera Uvit Kechavim, no, Halakeach Behema, it's called actually, the third parak, not Keach Behema, yeah, Zokta new parak. Halakeach Behema Mera Uvit Kechavim, you buy a Behema from a guy. Now, you don't know if this Behema ever had a baby or not. So, how are you going to know? You own the animal now, how you know about a Bechar now? Keach Behema Kechavim, any day in Bichra, Loy Bichra, you never know, you don't know if it had a baby yet or not. What do you do? So a small email, I say like this. Eizbez bashnasa, if it's a year old, it's within the year, you know, and it has a baby, vaday lekoin. For sure it's a bechor. Why? Because it's impossible for Eiz to have two babies in 1 year. Can't have two babies in 1 year. Even though Ibor of an Eiz, like we learned before, over Yontif, is 5 months. That's long the Ibor is 5 months. So really, technically, it could have two time babies in a year. But the first year of its life is not so strong. Only can have one baby a year. In the second year of its life, it can have two babies in a year. But the first year, only can have one baby. So if it's 1 year old and it has a baby, we know it's a bechor. And they speak out that it has to be, you know how old the baby is. You can't trust the guy. In cases you know, you have Eidim when it was born. And you know it's within a year, then it's vad l'kayim. Mekam ve'elech, if it's born after, you have a baby, after, you buy it and it has a baby after a year old, you're not sure if it had a baby first, then it's a suffolk bechor. That's by an aze, that's by a goat. Rachel by a sheep, bashtayim. It doesn't have two babies in 2 years. So vada lekayin. In 2 years, if it has a baby within 2 years, we know it's the first baby. Vada lekayin. Mekavei lechasafik. After that, the safik. Parah v'chamar. Those are bigger animals. But no, shalit.
Is that because you don't know how old animals?
You know how old animals. You know how old it is. You can't have two babies in 1 year. In 2 years.
Is that in that situation? It's a suffix, so he doesn't get anything in the game.
Right, if you're more than that, it's a suffix, then don't get it. Yeah, you have to have Nechel B'mum on the halacha. Nechel B'mum. Parah v'chamar, and chamar you have to take a seh and be part of it, but you keep everything. Parah v'chamar, b'nei shalosh, it's 3 years. Vada l'kayin, mekam v'eilech is suffix. Mekam v'eilech is a suffix.
Birth or pregnancy?
What?
Birth or pregnancy?
Birth. So that's Rav Shmuel Shita, that it can't have a birth within 2 years, and it can't have a birth within 3 years. Everyone agrees to that, but he holds it. If it gives a birth within 1 year, then you know it's the first baby. Amalei Rav Akiva, I don't agree to you, Rav Akiva tells Rav Shmuel. I don't agree to you. Ilu bevlad blevad habehemah efteres. If the only way for the behemah to, you know, have a pet erech already is through an actual vlad, then could the rechah be right. But the problem is that there is something that it can have, like a little bit of a miscarriage. It can have a miscarriage and a baby in 1 year that it could have. So maybe this behemoth had a miscarriage already. It's not a raya. Had a baby within a year, it didn't have a miscarriage. A miscarriage is called peterachim. El on musimin havlad behemoth daka is tinuf. Something called a tinuf. It's like, we'll see in the Gemara what it is, but it's a type of like miscarriage. Or vagasa shulya. If it has a shulya already, that's called a peterachim. Veisha spear of a shulya. Spear is like a thing with some skin, like a vlad, some kind of skin. Zaklal calls you Zaklal Zokta Rekiva that he's saying not like Rav Shmuel calls you do a shabikra if you know for sure it already had a baby ain't kind of like koyin klum or for sure I had a tinuf ain't kind of koyin klum bikra means it was a petarechem calls you loy bikra you know for sure it wasn't bikra raised the koyin himself if you're not sure yechemu lebaylim he has no tricks within a year because he can't be samech on that so it comes out Rav Shmuel holds that. If it has a baby within a year, it's a vaday bechor. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, it's not a vaday bechor. But after a year, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees it's a suffolk. Maybe he had a baby before. So the Gemara. So first,
more machmir or mekel?
Who?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva is more machmir or mekel. He's more mekel a little bit because there's no vaday lekoyin. It's more a little mekel because. He doesn't for sure give it to the kohen. With small holes, there's a time with till a year old, you have to give it to the kohen. According to Rav Akiva, you don't have to give it to the kohen. Well, maybe had a tinuf. Maybe had a tinuf. Yeah, but you don't know if it was bikra. You don't know. The case is you don't know. Rav Shmuel says within a year, you know.
So there's no case you have to give it according to Rav Akiva?
Only if you have Edim, slay bikra. No tinuf, nothing. You have Edim, you know, for a fact, the slay bikra. It's the only
these
way.
These things are obvious, these signs.
Yeah. It gives birth to something like little. Not a baby, but whatever it is, you know, a sack. Tinuf, we'll see what Tinuf is in early on. It's a Chavalif, I think. Yeah. So what comes down through Rabbi Shmuel is that after a year, it's Taka Safik. That means it's not for sure, after a year, it's not for sure, not the Bechar, it's a Safik. After a year. Mekam ve'elech, amai Safik, Zokta Gemara. Look, Mara, the fear of Shmuel, Mekam ve'elech, amai Safik, Halach acharei behemis. Go watch the rei behemis. The rei behemis misabaris. The eldest. Vesech shnosam nenu. Most behemoths give birth within the first year. So now it's after the year has a baby, it's for sure the second child. Because usually, Rav, behemoths give birth within the first year. Vahavadim Eilid, this for sure give birth in the first year. So why is it a suffix? It should be a Vadi, not a Bechar. What's the Rav Yishmael? It says, Bekam Veilach suffix. Lema Rav Yishmael, Kerameyas Rilei. Let's say that Rav Yishmael holds a Kerameyer, the Chayesh Lomiyuta. Kerameyas Shita is all of a Shas. That is Chayesh Lomiyuta. So here we Chayesh Lomiyuta. Look, tomorrow, fill time Rabbanon, they go Basarayev, there's a different type of Rives. Ki Ozli Basaruba, Beruba the Issa come on. When does Rabbanon go Rive? When you have a Rive right in front of you, going Tesha Chanuya is Visanhedrin. Two examples, Ruba the Issa come on is, let's say you have nine stores selling kosher, one store selling trachea, you find something in the courtyard. You can have one that came from the Rive, the Rive's right in front of you. Or Sanhedrin, you go bust to the Rive Sanhedrin to make a psak. They're right in front of you, Rive. But Rive Lesa come on is what we call a statistic Rive. A statistic rive, it's not a rive that Israel come on, it's not a rive that's statistics. And that, maybe, we don't go bust to that rive, even according to Rabbanon, that's our Mishnah, we don't go bust to statistics. Maybe it's even Rabbanon agree over here. So the Gemara's going to ask, it's not true. Rabbanon even hold Ruby the less that come on, you go bust to rive. For the Gemara, v'katan v'ktana, the Ruby the less that come on, v'alkaz Rabbanon bust to Ruba. Katan v'ktana, we'll see about Chalitza, we'll see in a second. It's a Ruby the less that come on, and Rabbanon go bust to rive, the Tanaim learned. Katan v'ktana, l'cholzim l'miyavnim. The Rameir. Meir holds that a katan and a ktana was married, and the brother is a katan. The loch is, you can't do chalitza and you can't do yibum. That's what Rameir says. So Amalei Rabbanan said to him, that Rameir, Yofa Armesh and Choltzim, I agree that the katan can't do chalitza. Why? Ish ksiv parasha. The pasuk says in the parasha, lo yach poitza ish, lukach esivim toy, then he does chalitza. It says ish, and he's not an ish. And Makshin Ishol Ish, and both of them can, and she also can't accept Chalitza either. Also, Hekesh Ishol Ish. Aba Matame Yibum, why can't you do Yibum? What's wrong with Yibum? Yibum they could do. Yibum, you know, Yibum is a Kedushin by itself. You don't have to do a Kedushin even. Ma'isa Kedushin. So, as long as you can do a Ma'isa Bia, why can't you do Yibum? What's wrong? So, Amal Hemsher may answer, Katon Shamim Tesaris. Maybe the Katon will end up being a Saris, and a Saris is not allowed to do Yibum. Because it has to be l'hakam shem achiv, and ketana shem tim shalanis, maybe it should be alanis. And when imchi let them marry, it comes out that be oiva eishes ach, the iser of eishes ach, without a mitzvah. Nimchi paygim be'erva. So he's worried that katan or ketana become a soros alanis. That's a miyut. So you see, the Ramei is choyish miyut. The one Rabbanon argue. Rabbanon zilbas the roiv ketana, roiv ketana lav misarisim nenu. Zilbas the roiv ketana, he's gobas the roiv ketana, roiv ketana is lo alanis nenu. So. He can't say that our Mishnah is even for Rabbanon and Ruba the Lesser Lekamon, you don't go Basar Rav. Because you do go Basar Rav, a statistic Rav. Rabbanon say he goes to Rav, Kotam Vektanim, don't turn into idleness. Because he goes to Rav, so it's back to our Mishnah is not like the Rabbanon, it's like Rameyah. So Mar says, you're right. Elam Rava Machvarta, Rabbi Shmuel, Kerameyah, Svirleh, Shmuel Hozo, Kerameyah, Dechayesh Lemiyuta. That Dechayesh Filmiyat. You have to say that Rabbi Shmuel is a Kerameyah, that's Chayesh Lemiyuta. Ravina doesn't say a teretz, he could even still have a Rabbanon. Ravina Amar, afilu tamer Rabbanon. That you can even hold like the Rabbanon. Ravina holds you even can hold like the Rabbanon that holds you go by Sarayv. I hear, why don't you go by Sarayv? It's actually a Rayv Behema, it's Misabaris in the first year, so by the second year, you should say for sure it's not a Bechar, because you have a Rayv. And we're going to go to Rabbanon. It says, no. Kiyaz Rabbanon wants the Ruba Deloy Tolly Maisa. It's only a Rav, it's not Tolly Maisa. Something that's naturally happened. Say, but it's a Rav, naturally, a person's not a Ketana. A Ketana doesn't become a Saris, or a Ketana doesn't become an Islandess. That's natural Rav. I have a Ruba Tolly Maisa Loy. Here it's Tolly Maisa. They have to do Harva'a. But in order to have a baby, it's not automatic. A Behemoth doesn't have a baby automatic. You have to be Maravia, the Zachar, and the Nekeva. That's Talia Maisa. Then you don't say Rav. Then even the Rabbanon agree, you don't go Basa Rav. It's more, it's statistics together with a Maisa that already he doesn't go Basa Rav. So it comes out, we could stim even according to the Rabbanon. So we have Machlaikas, if it stims, Rav holds, does not stim like the Rabbanon. And Ravina holds, it does stim with the Rabbanon.